A literal shocker. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have Tommy put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to the Snoozy Podcast with Ian Lazarus.
And Shannon.
I don't have to ask for oral or anal, because those are my only options.
You ask me anything gay besides getting fucking nasty.
The shade is darkness.
Here we go.
Check one, two.
Here we go. We're here.
We are. Somehow.
We're here. Back at the Shamrock. Back home. We survived that. I don't know what you want to call that.
The sojourn into the unknown. Into the wild world of Kingston.
Oh, you got me. We have to move your phone. Ah, good. Problem actually solved.
Look at us. We've got the sound all figured out.
Yes, sir. Fucking professionals.
Hey, Adam Izzo's here.
Hey, what's up, people?
Yay, Izzo.
Does he sound low?
Do I sound low?
It's my voice. Bassy baritone.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
He's giving me that sexy Barry White.
Yeah.
That's that long day living life voice going on.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to stop playing with the fiddle.
Yeah, please.
Fiddling with the knob.
Diddling the fiddle.
All right. It's good to be here.
It is.
It is. It's good to be here. It's been, we haven't put one out in a while. We're not going to probably for another week, but...
If we put any of these out, you know?
What happened? Why aren't we going out with them?
Well, I've been traveling, so my schedule's been nuts. And when I'm home, I seem like I'm continually obligated to stuff. And the last one was you know, some alcohol was involved.
It was a train wreck.
Well, I wouldn't use that word exactly on air. And it was okay. I just think... You know what it was? There were certain things that... And you'll back me up, I would imagine, that Meg, I think, didn't want out. But I was saying, we were saying, it's not always about being hilarious or funny. We were having just a regular sort of cool conversation, which is...
It was a real glimpse into the life of someone.
Yeah, which maybe, I guess, it's
and
up to her.
Us. Yeah.
Now,
it's interesting that
noise?
We're discussing it since we haven't really edited it or released it yet. So there's a chance we might not even release it, in which case we're just talking to people... About the lost episode.
Right. I wouldn't say that last episode was a train wreck or whatever. I just think that it was a deep conversation at times. It hit every emotion. Like, you know, we laughed, we cried, some of us.
It was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster. It was the true Meg experience. Right? I mean that with all love. Peace and love.
I'm a fan of roller coasters,
right.
Which is why that's my bestie.
I mean, she...
My best girlfriend.
Because you look nice today, Shannon.
You do look nice.
You look very pretty.
She is pretty. She's a pretty girl, though.
What do I normally look like?
Well, we don't want to
probably about the
it.
Same, but you know.
I feel like I look the way I always look.
Maybe it's the candle. Who knows?
I know. This is my best lighting.
Oh, in the dark.
Yeah. No. I need that dim, little... like I'm being interviewed by like Barbara Walters about something very serious type of lighting.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is right at the poker table.
You look good too, Adam.
Oh, yeah, fuck off. I don't need your bullshit.
He's always so aggressive. You notice?
You know
what did I do?
Because you go, I know what you're doing. Don't even start with me.
What am I doing?
You're just doing
Tell
it.
Tell me it.
Let's go. Move on.
We've gone.
See, no, I agree with him. I think that Izzo looks dapper as ever.
Well, thank you very much. I take that as a compliment
in
from you.
This lighting,
it's okay when
you just
it.
Look like the Hudson Valley's John Hamm.
Thank you.
You really do.
I appreciate it.
John Hamm, who's known for his enormous cock. You know that, right? Have you
absolutely.
Seen the outline? Of course you have.
Have I?
Have you seen that?
No.
You know who John Hamm is?
I have no clue.
He's Mad Men.
Which I've never seen, but he's an actor.
Is he good?
He's a great actor.
Is he? And he's got a big...
Yeah, because there's pictures of him like walking around with sweatpants on with this big dick outline.
Not even sweatpants. He just doesn't seem to wear underwear in his day-to-day life. So every like paparazzi picture on the street of him walking, he's always wearing kind of like linen slacks.
Right, you see his cock.
And it's just like... swinging in the breeze.
And it's
you
pretty
know?
Big.
And you stare for it? Do you look at it?
I don't go looking for it, but
it comes
when...
looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah, like a dowsing rod. It finds me.
That's great.
But yeah, when I stumble across such things, I think human curiosity, it doesn't even have to be a celebrity I find attractive, men, women. If something comes out where it's like you can see a naked celebrity.
Right.
Like... from being on vacation or just a phone hack or whatever,
right.
I'm the first one where I'm like, well, what better thing do I have to do than...
No, because even like there was, every once in a while I'll watch part or maybe all of a season of Project Runway, mostly just a couple episodes. But there was this one season where the girl was like a beauty queen from like Barbados or something. And I mean, not even a D-level celebrity, but she had a sex tape out and I watched it. And yeah, she was hot, but it's way hotter when you've seen them somewhere else beside fucking. Like when it's a porn star, even like it's the logic of when it's a strip club. And that actually is going to bring me into a topic we were going to discuss. But like when it's a strip club and there's like 50 sets of titties out, I could care less. When you peek behind the curtain and see the stripper putting on the bra, like when you're looking where you shouldn't be looking.
Well, yeah, that's what it's all about. You're one of those people. You always are most intrigued by what you're not supposed to see or have.
I think everybody is, though. Somewhat.
Nah, I mean, not to the level that some people are. But I think in the realm of celebrity sex tapes or things,
it makes
obviously.
It hotter.
Yeah, if it's someone that's already well known to you in some
Ian finds
fashion.
It more sexy when he breaks into the house and he hides in the closet.
Yeah.
Before he leaves.
Yeah, I've got friends. I've really got friends who
before
do
everyone's
that.
Murdered, he's right. having the time of his life.
It's fun for him. That's where it really comes in. Yeah. I mean,
it's not just the sense of danger, but it's the fact that they don't know there's danger. Mm-hmm. I like that too.
Yeah.
They're just
you
carefree.
Look so normal.
Life. Well, I'm in the closet. They don't even see me. They're just living their life.
And it makes you makes you tickle.
That's like, where Ian's most comfortable in life.
You ever just like
in the closet?
Like you just walk by someone on the street, like with their kid, or say for example, and
you're making it creepy already. Like, but go on.
Why you gotta bring the kid into
you ever,
it?
Okay, their girlfriend.
All right, that's bad.
And you just say to yourself, man, like I could just take like a hammer and hit this woman in the head and change both of their lives forever, and they don't even know how close they are to having that happen. They have no idea that someone they just walked by even had that thought.
I have to drive home with you, you motherfucker.
There's no hammer in my car.
Wait, it's fine. You have those thoughts?
No.
That's exactly what someone that would hit you in the head with a hammer would say.
It's not that I have those thoughts, but even as a kid, and I don't think I'd ever want to do it, but I remember like looking at a family party and looking at my like 90-year-old grandmother saying like, I wonder what everybody would do if I just smacked her in the face right now. Like what would the react? There'd be such shock that no one would even know what to do. Those are the thoughts that I get. Would I act on it? No, I'm not a sociopath.
This is like the bridge burner origin story. Like you're just some superhero villain.
What's going on with you?
You've never had those thoughts of like what would happen if I do something insane?
Dude, that's not even normal. What do you mean?
Yeah, I'll think like, oh, what would happen if I just like, you know, dumped water on this person or something very like benign. And even then that's rare, but not like, you know, just murdered them with an ice pick on
the
street.
What would happen if I just walked in this house with C4 and I just blew the house up and then raped the dog in here?
It's almost...
Dog rape isn't illegal, so you don't actually have to blow up the house after you rape a dog.
Bestiality's not illegal?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of states where you can get away with a surprising amount.
Interesting.
Of that.
All right, well then I could add that to my list of things that might shock people.
So when you walk past someone who's walking their dog, you could say, I could hit you with a hammer and then rape your dog.
Yeah. I wonder if this dog knows that it's about to go to the shelter because its owner is now in the trunk of my car.
I think what it just comes to is sometimes I just get overwhelmed by
hammers.
By hammers, nails, by hard hats.
Yeah.
This is ironically the most like handy that Ian ever gets in life.
Yeah.
This is the only time he's swinging a hammer is at like a hooker.
Right. Listen, I get fascinated by how quickly it can all change. This life can just change on a dime, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I don't think, again, I've never acted. The only things I've acted on were mischievous. Like I've set a couple dumpster fires, or I've, you know, in middle school, I taped a girl's hair to the back of the auditorium seat. Like that's where it manifests. I don't hit people with
when
hammers.
When you light the dumpster on fire, do you know that the hobo's in it? Or is
just
gilding the lily after the fact?
I usually hope no one's in there. I hope for
usually
the best.
Usually hope. Doesn't check.
No,
why would you check?
It
takes so much time.
If you're living in a dumpster, you might thank me for killing you.
Right.
You might.
No, you might. I mean,
that's if you don't just get third-degree burns all over your body and live the rest of your
life. No, it starts with a dumpster fire, but then all of a sudden you're nailing somebody in the head with a hammer.
All of a sudden you're flying planes into Trade Center towers. I know.
What has even happened here so far
today?
I'm
sorry.
He's just opening up.
Talk.
No, he's opening
this
up.
This is just the warm-up.
I've had, you know what? I've had...
The real juicy stuff is coming.
He's had a lot of stuff.
I've had a very tense day. I traveled. I'm traveling again. I'm tense. I'm not thrilled. I'm sorry. Am I scaring you guys?
No, not at all. I just knew that you have issues, and I'm glad that you're admitting.
Have you lost respect for me?
No, I love you.
You?
No. I mean, I had respect for you to begin with.
Yeah, right. But if you hit my family member with a hammer, I'd be pissed.
I would never do that. I wouldn't hit anybody.
No, but you have thoughts. When you come to my house and you're walking around, you're probably thinking like you could kill me.
No.
And then take everything.
Yeah, your hot dogs with no buns.
You know what?
Ketchup.
Fuck off.
He's watching his carbs. No, there's nothing. There's
Adam Izzo, and I said this to whoever will listen, has the house of a serial killer. He has his house is like a Dominican bodega. He has like one box of Brillo pads, a baby food, an old bread, and a douche.
I've been to Izzo's house and gone through his fridge. And
right. And I'm right.
I didn't find it very serial killer. He had lots of shandies that I took advantage of.
Right. He does have one thing for a guy that doesn't drink. He has a fully stocked, like,
which is multiple, why I like to hang out at Izzo's.
He has multiple bottles of wine unopened. He has vodka,
a little something
gin.
For the ladies, you know? It's
he
not
has
about
more
him.
Alcohol than anyone I've ever seen.
He knows what the fuck he's doing.
I used to be a big drinker.
Yeah, but you didn't finish any of that, and there's unopened bottles.
Yeah, but those bottles of wine are only getting better and more expensive the longer they sit there.
Right.
This is an investment for the future.
This went off the rails.
This was not the segue that any of us had hoped for. But
What
I'm curious about is when you were traveling recently, as you mentioned, you went to a very specific kind of party out there, didn't you?
I did. I'd mentioned if it ever comes out, I was invited as a plus one to a sex orgy.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I was talking about the strip club in a way. It's weird, like I said, being around something in person, it kind of, to me, desensitizes it. Like when I'm seeing it, for some reason, like when I see things in person, they seem less real than when I'm watching it on TV or seeing it from afar. It's bizarre. But yes, I went to an orgy, and it was definitely something else. It was amazing.
And that was where, in Seattle?
It was in Seattle. There's the center for...
The center?
Fuck.
I was just about to ask, what kind of venue holds such an event?
It was at like an abandoned
This was like at
warehouse.
The Y?
No, like a warehouse.
I was just going to say.
It almost looked like...
The Elks Club. It's an Elks Club.
Yeah.
Do you remember the music videos they would do with, like, in Married with Children? Like when they always have some fake video when Bud Bundy was the agent, there were like fences and fires everywhere. It was this sort of like abandoned warehouse with these chain link fences around and like mattresses on the floor. There was a BDSM like swing in one corner.
So it was like an early 90s Madonna video.
It was. So it really, I mean,
it was a warehouse though. It was definitely a warehouse.
It was one floor that we were on, but it was kind of like a big open, like lofty kind of space. Yeah. Warehousey.
And so, what was your thought? Like you going to you ever been to one of these before?
No.
Go ahead. I was just still on the warehouse thing. Yeah. I remember you mentioning that you had heard before you went that it was kind of separated into these various scenes.
Yes.
So if it's out in this big open warehouse area, where was the dividing?
Well, there
line?
Were no actual divides.
It all bled into one another.
Yeah,
there
was no privacy. Like whatever you were doing. I mean, there might have been. No, there really wasn't. Like, it was almost like a gymnasium. Like, literally on the mat. I mean, I can literally go scene by scene, but it was one big open space where, in some instances, there were like 4 to 5 people interacting, and in some there were 2. In a lot of them, there were just 2 people going at it.
Did you see one like start to finish? Like,
yeah, yeah, but I didn't like watch it intently. It was almost like I was at a bar. I was just the girl that brought me. I was hanging with her. I was eating carrot sticks and M&Ms and pistachio
at
nuts.
At the orgy?
At the orgy. I was having refreshments.
Were you nervous?
Like, no. Don't eat orgy food.
I ate orgy food.
That's like worse than like strip club buffets.
It probably is. Well, and at midnight, they made homemade cookies. At the stroke of midnight, they had cookies.
They made them?
They made them.
Who knows where that tube of cookie dough had been previously?
And it's funny you say that, but like, first of all, the oven cooks it all out. The bacteria's got to be cooked out.
What bacteria?
Well, anything that could have been inserted, you know, the bacteria has been cooked out, right? Well, the salmonella's cooked out, right?
You didn't
right?
need the cookies. Tell me you
no,
didn't
I
need the cookies.
But funny God. Story. So we're talking to this guy, this Asian guy. And
Was he in the scenes?
Well, no, because he was working that night. He was one of the monitors. So he was there kind of like helping to organize it. And he was telling me and my lady friend this story about how at the last one, they shoved 3 popsicle, those like freezer popsicle sticks up his ass. And he's like, you know, you'd think they would melt right away, but no. I'm sitting there in pain. Everyone's watching, so I got to pretend that it feels great. And I'm thinking, this is fucking amazing. And I don't know if he was gay. He was
three
certainly feminine. He was with a girl. Like
he had a popsicle up his ass, and you don't know if he was gay.
I think he was gay. And
the ones without the stick, kind
yes,
of
the ones
like
that
the
are
big
in
the
super
yes.
pop,
yeah,
one that's blue, white, and red.
That's it.
That's what I was picturing, but now I know it's one of those that you squeeze it up the big plastic.
Like
thing.
Literally, like 5 minutes after he told that story, I stepped outside for a second, and I don't think it was coincidentally somebody came in with like
ice pops,
a pack of ice pops of those. Yeah, it was about to go down, but like, you know, it started
or
off.
Up.
It started off where like the host couple, who looked exactly like what you would expect an orgy couple to look like, gave us like a 30-minute symposium.
Supposing that yes. one of our listeners doesn't right. have a preconceived notion and about what an orgy couple would
right,
look
right,
like.
Right. The guy had like a hipster kind of like Raleigh Fingers curly Q mustache with kind of like a small, like the little like beatnik kind of soul patch and like pointy goatee, almost like Marc Maron-ish.
Okay.
He had sort of the...
and that's what you think of... All right, never mind.
The mustache
I mean, that's
for
not
sure.
what I pictured. No,
the
okay.
mustache for sure.
Okay. And the woman?
The woman was a little more nondescript. She had like thigh-high stockings and Converse All-Stars and like a short skirt.
But that's not typical.
But they just looked like... You know what? Because they'd done it before. They look like they'd done it before. They walked the walk.
They were seasoned pros.
Yeah, I could tell. So they gave like a 30-minute symposium on how
to... I can only
to...
imagine what walking the walk in terms of orgy folk looks like. Just well, John
this?
Wayne.
Right, right, right. What's the symposium? Like, what did they say?
Gave
the rules?
Like a 30-minute... Well, a little bit. They gave a lecture. Lecture's a strong word. They gave like tips on how to cultivate an orgy. How to cultivate a successful orgy, how to have repeat business.
Do you need one of those triangles like they have in the South to call the field hands in?
They went into like every detail. They broke down an orgy like a play-by-play guy while, you know, doing sports. It was amazing. It was amazing.
So they would say like, okay, first you want to approach your
well,
victim.
Well, what they'd said well, really in that regard was it should be people that
address
you know.
The victim.
Get the hammer ready for the victim.
We don't take that? Rejection well right. around here.
That is one thing, by the way. The entire Seattle community, but the sex scene there, it's all about consent. So it's all about consent.
Like, that's a wilter
to the
for
point,
you.
Right, that's why I didn't participate, because I don't want consent. They were saying you pretty much don't even... They frown upon you giving someone a hug or shaking their hand without getting consent. It's all about consent.
So the guy that was complaining about the popsicles in
yeah,
his ass,
the
he consent, yeah, he consented.
He did. I signed a release before I went in. I meant to bring it with me. I fucking forgot. But they gave their symposium about orgies. Funny thing is, so like first, like so then after their lecture, which was informative, so now they're fucking.
What do you mean? They just started?
Yeah. There was a bunch of mattresses on the floor. So they start kind of going at it. And
The couple.
And,
like just for the,
and is there like a good segue where it's just like, okay, we're going to start now. Is there a countdown or they just
no.
like finished talking and walked over to the mat?
Well, they gave the lecture at the mat, at the mattress. There were like a bunch
any
of mattresses.
Questions?
Did they have
the
sheets
floor.
On them or these were
yeah.
just, okay.
Just, they looked,
so it was
they
classy
dirty,
orgy.
Yeah, they didn't look overly cool.
It wasn't like a hobo
so,
gangbang.
Like, during the
this
peak,
is Seattle.
During
come
the
on.
Peak, it was like, okay, so off to the far right.
They were fair trade linens.
There was a guy tied to a rack.
Okay.
Like a torture rack.
Yeah.
So he's getting done up, but I don't even, I think she's blowing him or whatever. I was far from that. Then next to that on like a gym mat was an Asian girl in like a short skirt, hot. Oh, by the way, they were all hot bitches. It wasn't like
okay.
ugly fat people, which I expected. It was like fucking prime real estate.
It wasn't so, like those nude beaches.
No, it was not. There was one big fat black woman.
And she was.
And I kind of felt bad because she was just naked right away. You know, and people just. I mean, they're polite. It didn't seem like they were down with that. But
did she get any?
I don't think so. No,
aww.
I don't think so.
She's walking around naked?
Well, topless.
There's nothing worse than like going home from an orgy, like, and you're like, oh, I couldn't even get a finger.
So okay, so now we have the rack. Next to the rack on this like gym mat was an Asian woman, on her knees getting like spanked with a paddle while she got dog style fucked, and she's screaming. She loved it. Loved it.
Wait a second, time out.
Okay, because there's still so much more in the room right now.
Yeah, she because she was screaming, making a lot of noise, was she ruining it for the guy over here in the rack, you think? Or you think he was like,
I didn't get to ask that guy.
She's stealing my thunder right now,
he was
thinking.
Like, or no, they were all doing their own thing, mentally.
It just seemed like they were all doing their own thing.
Okay.
And I mean, screaming, I mean,
not screaming,
I love
but like loudly moaning.
Okay,
because
when last, like, she was screaming, yeah. She loved it. I'm like, is that what it's come to, last?
She loved it.
Just
no, she was like moaning, like not screaming, but moaning.
Those were tears
no,
of joy.
No, it was more than moaning. She was like yelling. Every time he'd hit her with the paddle, she yelled. I mean, but she seemed to really like it. I mean, she's blowing the guy. She's getting fucked by the guy. Then when you go in front of them now, so closer to me on the right, you have like a suspension swing with an intricate, I guess these people go to festivals, like all the different rock festivals and do these bondage shows, but he is like intricately tying her up, like 50 million knots. Like I've never seen this sort of thing before. And she's in a suspension swing, so I can't.
He clearly had been in the Navy.
Like. Yeah, he's a Boy Scout. He was a huge Boy Scout guy.
So like the blood flow to her head, I'm picturing, how is she not fainting? Maybe she had. But like she's all covered in rope, like a fucking mummy. She's tied up. She's spinning more or less.
And she's
like,
moaning and she's screaming.
She's not. She's not making any noise. But and they're all naked. And then next to them on the couch, this fucking hot chick. If I was there alone. Anyway, so there's just like what appears to
not
be
not the if I wasn't married, if I was there alone, right, with my female with the other friend girl from Seattle, right,
that I could probably. So then, like, there's this, like, what appears to be transgendered couple. Like, I think they were two dudes that were heading toward womanhood because they had, like, teenage girl tits. Like, not that I've seen that many of them, but they had, like, the little cupcakes.
Dude.
Like, little cupcake tits. Like, the nipples were not man nipples, is what I'm saying.
That's nice.
Little cupcakes.
Little cupcakes. That's what I call teenage tits. You didn't know that?
No, I don't think my tits ever looked like cupcakes.
So they went right from nothing to everything?
Kind of. They grew overnight. Literally, but this isn't my story.
You woke
up. This isn't my story.
You woke up and had tits one day.
She always
They really did explode overnight.
And Shannon did want cupcake tits. Growing
I did.
Up,
I wanted a nice, you know, kind of middle ground, a slow,
like a hostess, not one of those cheap Suzy Q's. You wanted a hostess.
No, I wanted like a little ho-ho thing.
She wanted the squiggle on it.
Right.
But no.
Which can be arranged. Anyway, so now we had these transgender that I'm not sure what genitalia they had, but like because then they got up after they were making out, and I was like, all right. They got up and like went to the mat, that main.
Why you keep on saying mat? Can you say mattress? Because I feel like it's mattresses. A wrestling mat.
Yeah, no, I feel like someone's gonna tap out.
Like mattresses. There were like probably seven mattresses.
Mick Foley just comes running.
So would when one was done, they'd get up and someone else would jump on that mattress?
Yeah,
or would they change the sheets?
No, there was enough for everyone. I mean, there was enough mattresses where there were like six different things going on at the same time in the center of the room. So you had them, like, I'm going to say blowing each other. I didn't get a great vantage point of what that was.
Okay.
And then behind them to the far left corner was a guy that, like, there was a massage table. A guy gave a girl, like, a good 35-minute full-body massage and then stood in front of her while she just blew him while, you know, he was, like you know, you
through
can imagine.
The little face rest hole?
So she blew him, and then they fucked. I'm just watching them fuck. And man, ass is gross to watch pounding a bitch from behind. It's just not good.
The balls are flapping.
It was more the shape of the ass that bothered me. I didn't even see that.
No, I'm glad.
Well, during
glad.
The thrust, like the cheeks kind of like really come in, and
yes.
It turns into like old man pancake
that's
ass.
That's what it is. And even like the hips and thighs, it's just not, men are gross. So you had them fucking in the corner.
You had all that going on, and you were focused on the main ass.
No, there's still so much more. I was focused on it all.
The trannies with the cupcake tits and the man ass. That's what.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
And a big hammer that I wanted to nail this fucking hot chick.
Then you had like the main couple who gave the symposium. They're fucking where the girl is.
How old are these people?
Oh, yeah. He said 35.
Late 20s.
Yeah.
Okay.
35 and younger or something.
It was 35 and younger. I got in because I was a guest.
Right.
I was a guest of someone that was 30. And she's 34, so she just got in.
35 and younger. Wow. That's like American Idol audition. Yeah.
It is. It's like.
That's a little.
So now the main couple, like the guy is fucking the girl, like missionary. There's another girl sitting on the girl's face getting her pussy eaten out while that girl is blowing another guy. That was awesome. That was cool. Funny little side note to that. So the Mark Maron
guy. It was
like
a human centipede without all the poo.
That's it. So the Mark Maron guy comes, and he's like, he has a rag, and he goes, oh, I need a garbage can over here, guys. You could bring it to me. And then he's like, wouldn't you think there'd be one right here? Like, wouldn't you think there'd be a garbage can right here? But there wasn't. So he gets a can brought to him. And then behind them, you've got like a really.
Now, is he out after he comes? Is he out for
no,
a few
months? No, no. Well, at that point, like, he's more. They're very.
I'm
new.
Going over to the punch bowl.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some carrots.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have some carrots with Ian over there and M&M's.
So at that point, he's more just like. These are very, like, metro sensitive men. He's, like, caressing her while she is getting eaten out by the girl. You know, he's still...
Oh, he's still part of this. He didn't just come and walk away.
And the thing is, part of what they lectured about was
like... Who says romance is dead?
Yeah, it's not.
Part of their lecture was about equal time and not being jealous and, like, you know, not only focusing on your orgasm and...
That's what I do. I only focus on mine.
Right.
I would have been out of there. I would have been at the punch
bowl. Well, it's easy when you're the only one in the game.
Like, right. That's true. You know what? That's different.
I'm thinking about me twice.
And there was another... like another threesome, two girls and a guy going at it, like sort of on the same set of mattresses behind
them.
What
was the weirdest scene there? What was, I mean, I didn't what was a, like the freak corner
I
of the whole
I
bit?
Didn't get a good look at the rack, but that's hardcore, being on a torch rack.
I want to know how that was delivered. Like,
yeah, right.
Did a bunch of people show up with a van outside? Right. Yeah, was it like IKEA furniture? How did this come to be? Like, I'd be more interested in like the setup and takedown.
It looked pretty no joke.
And what were you the most interested in? You say, oh, I saw everything. Well, was there something that you kept on focus on besides that man ass? Don't say it was the man ass.
I mean, there were a couple of hot chicks that I was just like, as if it were a bar. I'm like, man, it's a hot chick. That weren't fucking, like just regular girls. And
they weren't?
How many people there weren't fucking? Probably, they were just kind of there to watch.
Probably 8 to 12 weren't fucking.
And you couldn't masturbate at this place?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
I think I would have. I would have dry humped the pillow. Like if there's a mattress, there's a pillow, I would have been dry humped.
There was no rule against that. I'd imagine you can't be coming on people
without
their consent, of course. They're big on consent. But
there was like there should have been like a masturbation lounge, like with just one of those big like
I'm having an orgy over here.
Wraparound couches. Everyone could just take a seat and do their thing. That's its own scene.
And there really were.
I'm doing my own orgy over here by myself.
A one man orgy.
Yeah.
My fingers in my
like
own
a one man
ass.
Band, like Dick Van Dyke and fucking Mary Poppins. This is my scene.
No, it was crazy. I mean, there were definitely, but it's like I was saying, for me anyway, I'm so fucked in my head where. Having it all in front of me like that just made it – like I'm all about the thrill of the chase. Having it all laid out there was like, all right, this is great. They're all fucking – and believe me, I was turned on.
On a silver platter.
I had a couple semis.
Thing.
Like my dick moved a little. I had some semis. It just really wasn't – it was awesome. It was awesome.
Was there crazy noises coming out like
– Only the Asian girl who was getting spanked. No one else made a lot of noise. Right. It was really just the one Asian girl. Otherwise, I didn't hear
were
anything.
Were you telling her to shut the fuck up?
No one did.
No one did, huh?
No one did. They accepted.
So how long? You were there for how long?
About 2.5 hours.
And she was getting spanked for 2.5 hours?
No, probably an hour, though.
She was?
A good hour, and she was hot.
That's...
Well, one thing that I did notice...
You gotta have bruising an hour later.
I got a bruise on my arm. I'll talk about that later. Someone sent me home a little gift.
What?
But that's the truth. But what I found, I think, the most fascinating, when you asked, like, what are you looking at, was kind of... like people that I waited online with sort of to get it in, and you see, and again, I don't know the scene or how the dynamics work, but when you see or when I see someone come in together and now I'm watching her fuck some other dude, I'm like, oh, how is this? I'm watching him watch his girl fuck, thinking like, how is that going on in his mind? Because it's a world that at least we don't know from, the three of us here. I don't know from that world, like of having Kylie banging some dude, let alone me watching it.
Right.
So I think that was the most intriguing thing, was to watch someone. And again, maybe I'm even assuming that they're a couple. Who knows? I'm not a couple with the girl who brought me.
Exactly.
So
I was thinking
who knows?
That.
Who knows? But it was awesome. A lot of affection, a lot of rubbing, a lot of tugging, a lot of sucking and fucking. It was great.
The girl that you went there with, did she take part?
She didn't.
But she usually does, right? And if you were to take that girl and do something with her.
My friend?
Yeah. Would you have gone to the rack? Or what would you have gone to?
I probably would have gone to the mats.
The mats, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I've never, that I know of, had someone watch me get blown, except for the girl herself. I mean, I think I'd enjoy that. I don't think I'd mind that. I mean, I don't have the most, you know, flattering physique or anything, but I can get over that.
You wouldn't be nervous?
I don't know.
I'd be nervous.
I'm not sure. Have you ever had...
All these naked guys, were they all hung like a horse?
I didn't see many cocks.
Oh, good. Thank God.
They were all inserted into someone, in fairness.
I saw a couple, like, during the blowjobs, you see it more, and they weren't that
intimidating.
To be honest, like I was on par. Like I didn't feel out of my league.
All right. Well, you're a big shot.
I'm not a big shot, but I didn't feel outclassed. It was in my weight class.
All right. Well, good. Did they have like a smaller class that I could have gone into?
The featherweights
over
the show ponies.
Hey guys, I'll be downstairs in the.
I'll be in the small dick room.
So First of all, how many mattresses were there roughly?
In that one section?
In the one section? Well, in the whole place?
Okay. So aside from the mattresses, there were mats. Like mat. There were two massage tables. One was being used. The rack. The mat where the girl was getting spanked. One couch. Like eight chairs and a table and two tables. And then I'd say about six mattresses laid in the middle of that room.
Was each one kind of designated for a certain type of thing?
No, it didn't seem like it. I can't speak for that, but it seemed like it was a free-for-all.
Did you talk to anybody after there? Like the girl getting spanked, did you talk to her afterwards?
I didn't. First of all, I'm not social. I don't talk to people in general.
It would have been great to get the story, though.
It might have been. But, you know, I also didn't want to seem like a noob. Like, I didn't totally want to seem overwhelmed by it. I wanted her to just be cool. Although I was, in a way. Like, I was saying to my friend, wow, like, this is cool. I kind of kept saying that because it was. But I don't think I wanted to come off that way to the people who are sort of hardened orgy folk, you know? Seasoned orgy
veterans.
Well,
just to find out, like, how, do they do it once a month? Is it?
I think they have different themed nights. This was more of a...
dirty.
No, it wasn't, actually. No, because they have, like, blood play nights. Like, this night they specifically said no blood play. They have fire play, they have...
That's where you would do good.
I'm not going deep enough on these porn sites, I think.
I've got to show you this.
There's not even a category for that, like, on X-Videos, like blood play.
No, that's what he does with the hammer.
It seems like that... because then even that... So I have a friend in Seattle, this girl that I met last year that I stayed in touch with, and so I'm telling her, I'm like, hey, guess where I am? And after I left, I was on the way somewhere else, and she's... I said something like, I was at an orgy. She goes, oh, you're at the Center for Sex... I forget the CP. I'm very bad memory. But so she knew. And she's like, oh, did you do anything? And I'm like, no. Like, I just kind of chilled. And she's like, oh, well, I mean, everyone's tested. I'm like, I wasn't. What do you mean everyone's tested? I walked right in. No, they're not. She goes, oh, I guess it wasn't blood night. I'm like, who are you? Who are you?
That was my next question. So were there condoms involved?
No.
With?
Okay. I mean, there might have been, but I didn't see any given out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you would be able to tell, like, for blowjobs and whatnot.
For the blowjobs, certainly not. The blowjobs that I saw.
So you're going to this place with strangers not getting tested and, like, blowing strangers.
Yeah, but
strangers,
you know, it's the party gift that keeps on giving. You know, right. Like, when you leave, it's like, thanks for coming, you have crabs.
Yeah, but, like, put it this way. I mean, okay, but if you're, Adam, I'll ask you as a dude, if you're at a bar...
Yeah.
Having a good night, drinking, maybe you meet a woman. Like, are you going to let her blow you that night if you like her?
Maybe,
yes or no?
Yeah.
Are you going to wear a condom?
If she wants me to?
No, if she does, she doesn't care.
No, probably
so it's
not.
The same thing. I mean, so there's more of them, but it's the same risk, right? I mean,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, of course there's a risk with meeting some girl at a bar and getting blown by her.
Right.
But... you are there with other people that are clearly into this weird orgy scene. So I think their exposure and this kind of like rotating wheel of partners is, it's a lot greater than the average girl you'd meet.
Plus you're seeing it. You're actually seeing it unfold might be a little bit. Fair enough. I mean, obviously I am married. I'm not going to do that, but I don't know. I guess I would. I guess. I mean, you don't think you'd be able to do it? Perform at an orgy?
I don't know if I could perform, no. Honestly, I don't think I could. I get nervous. If I did, I would come so fast, I wouldn't even enjoy it. I'd be like, I'm done!
Just as soon as he walks through the door.
I would be like...
hanging up his coat on the
hook. Well, I would think...
Yeah, the small dick guy came too fast.
I'm always like, am I doing the right thing?
You're with a woman,
No, anytime. So I'd be with him, and I'd be like, hey, dude, does this look right? Am I doing the right thing? Well, you're fucking her. Yeah, but I mean, like, with everybody, like, is this the right thing to do? And then I'd just be like checking in. I'd be checking all the time. I'd be like, are you having fun? I'm like, I don't know. Am I supposed to be having fun now? Is this the fun part? You know, I'm always like nervous, so I probably wouldn't be able to.
Like a self-awareness.
Yeah, it's like a self-awareness.
What was the lighting like?
It was pretty well lit.
You know, that's a female question right there. I haven't even thought about the lighting.
Was it like fluorescent? What?
It was, I think it was.
Halogen bulb?
Daylighting.
You know, what was, I don't fully remember the actual light source, but I do remember that it was well lit. I could see everything. It was very well lit.
Shannon, if you were there, could you do that? Could you let anybody?
No.
You'd be no way, right?
I'd like to joke that I could, no fucking way.
Right. But so, exactly. What about the guy?
I'm very picky. Like, I have to like know somebody for a while before I do anything with them.
Right, like if a guy was
I
like,
couldn't even like hook up with a guy I just met at a bar. Like I have to like know them for a little bit.
Right.
So no, and that's not my thing.
If you were there and the guy's like, hey, yeah, let's go to the mat, and then
well, yeah, if you're there with a guy you know who you're fucking already, would you be able to fuck in front of other people?
I mean,
nah, I don't think
not
so.
Really.
No.
Or like you're fucking him and a guy puts his dick in your face. There's no consent here. Would you be like?
Yeah. I could possibly go to one of those to watch, but there's no chance that I would be in any way a participant.
And I think, like in many cases for me, it's easy for me to say that I think I would do it. But if I actually had to do it, who knows? I think I would. I do. I wasn't put off. I've had threesomes. I've had multiple, not often, but I wasn't shy around a third person.
Yeah, I had a tough time changing in the locker room in high school. Like, this is just, especially you're talking about how hot all these fucking bitches are. Like,
it's Westchester, right? It's Westchester hot.
Yeah, well, as far as, but you're describing all these bitches are really like hot and in good shape and all that. Like, I'd be hanging out with that fat black bitch, just like,
the trannies.
You this, know the this. Struggle, right? No, yeah, we're on the same the team here.
She didn't seem like she was aware of the struggle.
That would be like my literal joke about like, if you're Seth Rogen, don't hang out with James Franco, find Jonah Hill. Like, she would be my Jonah Hill. I'd just stand naked in the corner next to her like, huh, fellas, right? Not the worst option.
What is
it? She probably has some good nights, though. You know, like, once in a while,
it's almost like a dude. If you hit on 100 women, one's going to fuck you.
So she probably goes home sometimes, like, sore.
Oh, I bet.
From walking.
Saddle sore, maybe.
Listen, it's like that, I think it's, is it Adele Givens? I don't want to have the wrong person, but one of the old, like, Def Comedy Jam black comics. I think it's Adele Givens. Or maybe even Monique. It might be Monique. Where she's like... She's like, it ain't the best ride at the park, but there ain't no line.
I love
that.
That's
perfect. Great. That's
just
great.
Perfect. And that was her, but there really was no line.
That used to be the headline on my dating profile.
For real?
Yeah. No.
That's awesome.
Listen, I never even great. Did you're online my, dating, you're but if MySpace. I did, I wish I could go back in time and have that.
Did any girls come up to you and just be like, hey, you want to?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. No. Like, where does that line where it's like, hey, I'm just a visiting.
But I think just like everywhere else in my life, I didn't give off the right vibe that I was approachable. Like I wasn't.
What is
dick.
That? Like your I penis out of your pants?
Well, no, that was out. But
it was out. So that you were giving a
vibe. I don't think I gave off the. I don't think. I don't know. I mean, I don't know really what would have happened had I tried to enter someone else's like scene or get involved. Like, what if I would have just started stroking the girl's hair who's eating the girl out?
Well,
you know, who knows?
Okay, so there's my next question. So there's these mattresses and different kind of stations set up. Can people just freely go up and join? Is there like a line with like a ticket taker, like a carnival?
It seemed like anyone can get up and join, but like not knowing who knew each other, you know, as me not knowing who knew each other. It's almost like if somebody walked into like one of our mics and they don't know the dynamic and they're just watching us, not really knowing if this is the first time some of these things ever happened. Right. So it was more that, like, it seemed like a free-for-all, but it might have been discussed for weeks beforehand leading up to it. But no, there was no, like, station. Although, there wasn't a lot of, like, cross-streaming. Like, people who were with their threesome were with their threesome. This didn't seem like there was any straying once you were in your scene. You know, like, the guy who was massaging the girl, they stayed together. The rack guy stayed with him. The Chinese girl stayed with her guy. And the suspension swing person stayed with the suspension swing person.
So this wasn't, like, I don't know. When
it
you
wasn't
first
a fuckfest.
Yeah, I was picturing something kind of, like, Eyes Wide Shut. Or, right. Like, well, people walking around with, like, plague masks.
Nothing like that.
Little Birdman thing. I don't know.
It was more just, like, attractive, nerdy geeks.
But, no, I'm picturing, like, all of a sudden you're banging a chick, and then you go over there, and you decide to spank this girl, and then you're walking over there, and you're, like, hanging from a tree.
Well,
and then
I get the idea. That there are,
like, you know what I mean? Like,
I get the idea that there are different theme nights for all that shit. But this night was more of like a, I think a lot of the people there were also new to it and wanted to see if they liked it. So some of the people just kind of hung out.
Did they, what kind of cookies were they?
Chocolate chip, man. Of course.
Love it,
what
man.
Do you think?
This is solid.
How many people were there if you had to try and put a number
30,
on it?
30, 35. I'd say maybe like 18, 19 were fucking and like 14 weren't. And then you had the monitors and the organizers and whatever. Just weird folk. But, yeah, probably like 2/3 fucking versus a third of us kind of just chilling.
I never found that little segment on career day. You know, there was never that booth set up
the
in the auditorium.
Organizers.
Yeah,
we're doing orgies. Oh, okay. Can I join? I was good at kickball. Can I be on your team?
It's got to be tough. I know friends that have been in that scene. And I think for me, being so inadequate or feeling inadequate.
Right.
Like if I were the second guy now, I've done that and it was fine. But I think I'd be worried about either busting wrong or looking wrong. And if I was with two girls, I'm like, fuck, now they're going to both be bored. Like, now they're just going to have each other to laugh at me together with. So I would have that.
Well, you said the guy, like, after he came.
He just kind of stroked her hair.
Yeah, and like, he was still in it.
He was really in it, man. He was very new agey.
I would have, like, that's like.
They're all feminists. Feminists seem to get laid a lot.
Really?
That's probably why they're doing it. No one really believes that Hornswoggle, do they?
I don't know, but
maybe these guys just don't use the terms Hornswoggle.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's where you went wrong. You're inadequate with your verbiage.
All this poppycock.
Yeah. So anyways, were you like, what are you doing, dude? You're stroking her?
No, it really was no judgment. It was just...
this M&M's? How were the M&M's? Can you just...
They were good.
Peanut or...
No, plain. I'm more of a peanut guy, but carrots. They had like a... there was some broccoli. Like,
was there
like,
dip? There was
nice, I don't eat dip, but
what
I think
the
there was.
What was the smell in the room? What was the smell like? Was it like dirty socks?
It was scentless.
It was scentless?
It was scentless, it was.
For a warehouse, huh?
It was nice.
Is that legal?
I should call Ruby on the phone and have her concur with this.
Is that legal or is it illegal?
Yeah, why is it? Yeah, it's illegal.
I don't know. It's private party. I don't know. You didn't have to pay for anything. No one had to pay for anything.
I paid to get in.
That's it.
What do these run these days?
Well, my friend who I paid for.
Expensive.
She was 15 to get in. I was 25 as a guest. So
that's cheaper than McDonald's.
Yeah, no. I mean, you'd pay more going to the movies.
Right.
Yes.
And you get more out of this.
I got free M&M's. You don't get that at the movies.
No, you don't. You didn't have to smuggle those in or anything.
Didn't know. Do they
smuggle them out though?
Do they drink while they're doing?
No,
this?
You're not allowed to have alcohol.
I was going
to
say
no alcohol.
How about blowing lines?
Oh my
lines?
God.
Coke?
Okay. There's
I did. You Coke
privately. I didn't publicize it. I went to the bathroom.
Okay. But you in the bathroom and
well, your house is my favorite place.
And other drugs and stuff like that or nothing?
I did, for me personally?
No, I'm just saying
I didn't
in general.
See any... I was the only disgusting scumbag there that did good. Drugs, I think. Everyone
and judged
else,
everybody. Good.
I didn't judge anybody. I thought they were... I was jealous of their freedom, of just how open and easy
did
they were with it.
At one point, did you feel like just taking off your clothes and just sitting there eating your M&Ms and just say, no, you
there
can't
were certain
this.
Points, like almost like a la smacking my grandma in the face, like that impulse of like, I should just take my dick out and shove it near someone's face.
Right.
But gently, with respect.
With respect. With respect.
You kind of like gently stroke their earlobe or something.
You're making me hard.
would you
signature move.
Yeah. Well, this is how we do it back in New York. And then you just fucking
New York, bitch.
Right.
East Coast motherfucker.
Suck my New York pork.
Representing.
Biggie, son.
So I more or less was just an observer. I didn't.
Did anybody push back? Did you see anybody like all of a sudden something was happening? They're like
nothing.
Out! Like you know, Mayday.
No.
Like that big black girl sits on your face. Whoa!
I didn't ask for that.
Consent.
They were talking about safe words. So I told my friend, I was like, well, unfortunately, my safe words are don't stop. So they usually don't work. I got to think of better safe words.
So there wasn't like a universal safe word. Everybody, no. That's confusing. I think if you're in that type of environment, there should be like
Bluebird.
The safe
Bluebird.
Word.
Bluebird.
Yeah. Bluebird.
Something.
Is that your safe word?
I don't know. I would just be coming out. I would just be like, I have a safe
All right,
word.
So while you're here and we're talking about kink, what do you think would be the strangest thing you've done sexually with another person? Do you think of anything?
No, not like that.
You've only had straight sex, blowjob, intercourse. Done.
Yeah, some bondage here and there, but nothing major.
Bondage.
Some bondage.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
You were the girl or both?
Both. But it wasn't like.
So you
look
were
at, like
up.
You act
whoa.
Like
whoa.
What?
You were tied up.
We were all.
Wait.
Well, we both
we can't be at the same time.
No.
Get done that way. It's like two fucking earthworms.
Oh, you never did anything?
I don't like
go
being
get
tied
help,
up.
Boy.
Oh, I know. And you never did it? I know you. You're come on.
Mermaid style. What are you talking about? She invented that.
Been a little tied up.
I don't like that feeling.
Not with like official like.
No, you were accosted. You were like
just in parking lots and such.
Oh
you know.
Yeah. In no. The back of a trunk, like in the trunk of a car.
Once
I
in a while, the bed of a truck. But no, anytime I've ever been like tied up or anything like that, it's always like with just like household items. It's not like official like 50 Shades of Gray like
oh,
went,
yeah, yeah,
went
yeah.
to
Same
giggles
with,
for
right,
it
right,
it's
right.
Always just like oh we're not using this HDMI cord
so now okay back to this though
yeah.
So when you were tied up obviously oral sex goes on at that point
right
that's
right,
the
right,
main
right,
thing
right, right.
So were you tied to a bedpost or did your hands were just tied together but you weren't tied to something else
behind your back or just
behind my back
standing up or laying down
okay.
Laying down or sitting like you know what I mean like sitting like
were you comfortable
kinda.
Though there's gotta be a lot of trust involved
listen,
in that
at that point you're just like all right this is cool it's something different so I just get like can I come fast or whatever
get this over with
yeah right. My arms are falling asleep please son of a bitch but
I don't like that feeling
you don't
Kylie
I
at times
like
I don't like
I like
feeling
I
helpless
like
so I do not like that
I'm not bad. I'm not against it.
I need to have some either control or an escape.
Well, you're a control.
But I need an escape plan. Like I need, because also I don't trust Kylie. There are things that I don't like.
She has a hammer.
There are certain things that she knows I don't like, and she'll still do it 20 years later. I gotta have my hands.
Get
free
your fist out of my asshole, exactly. Kylie.
Oh, she likes to put her fist in your ass,
so to speak.
Yeah. What's the strangest thing you do that you
have done sexually?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I've stuck objects into a girl. Like we had this game.
What kind of object?
Well, here's the thing. We had this game where I would put things in her vagina, and she'd have to guess what it was. Like one was a treasure troll. A wiffle ball bat, flashlight, you name it. Like she had to guess what it was, and so that's a little weird, right?
Right, and it was fun for you. You like were getting off.
I don't think so. And you know, years later, I talked to her, and I said, like, we reconnected. And I was like, man, why'd we do that? And she's like, well, I thought I made you happy, and that was the worst thing that I could have heard. Like, I was like, oh, I thought we were just kind of two idiots having fun. Like, I didn't want you like making concessions for me.
Well, that's what you're doing. Fucking date someone, don't you? Yeah.
Listen, after
it's gonna ruin it for them if you are kind of like, well, it's not my thing, but I'll do it for you. Like, yeah, it's already ruined at that point, so you just have to kind of like grin up and bear it and go and be like, oh,
like the
no,
popsicle guy,
great.
Right? The popsicle
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin the moment.
He thought he wanted it until he was getting it. I think. That's the impression that I got.
What's the strangest thing you've done or enjoyed doing? Is that what we're saying? Enjoy doing?
Well, enjoyed or done?
No, strangest thing you've done consensually.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's weird.
No, you've done some crazy shit because you're smiling and you're looking up.
I've done some weird shit.
And did you do it consensually? Like, or were you just like...
Yeah. We're talking consensually right now.
No. I mean, even if it was something I really wasn't into or didn't really... Like, I'll kind of play my part for the sake of the other person having a good time. Right. I don't know. I've had some weird stuff. I almost lost half a carrot in my asshole.
Oh, go on. Get out of here. So someone wanted to shove a carrot up your ass?
Yeah. They stuck like half of a carrot, like the thick end. Right. Like they broke off the pointy, long, skinny, and then they had the thick end, and they had that in my ass, and they were fucking me, but they kind of put it in too far, so then it's just in there.
Right. How'd
and
you
it's
get
not
it
like
out?
It's not like it has like the foliage on the end of it, like the Bugs Bunny cartoon. So now it's just in there. Now I'm like, how am I going to get this out? So
how'd you get out?
Struggle. A lot of kind of like pushing and then like a finger guiding it. Right, that was an awkward trip to the ladies' room.
So were you guys just messing around and he's just like, oh, try this. And then did you know a carrot was going in your ass at that time?
Yeah, no, I mean, I knew it was his idea, but at that point.
He asked first.
Like, yeah, and I had like a potato peeler that like the guy wrapped up in electrical tape.
Holy shit, why that?
And what did he do? What did he do with that?
That was also in my butt.
Same guy?
You like things?
Same guy, yeah.
Did that hurt?
Well, no, because it had the electrical
tape.
So
why
on
not
it.
Just tape up a drumstick, or why'd it have to be that?
He went looking through like his, you know, kitchen drawer for just like anything.
Was it more just like laughing, or was he like getting off on
it? Were you getting off on it?
I wasn't, but he was.
He was sexually aroused by that.
Yeah. Like,
so how does it, can I ask you a question? And you don't have to answer it. I just one of those things that's like, all right, so I got the potato peeler with tape. Okay, let's do it. Is that how you are? Or are you like
I'm one of those people where I'm kinda like, oh sure, that sounds like fun. Like, I'm, even if it's kind of like, oh, no, I'm going to regret this.
Now, does
like,
he go right in with a peeler, or does he start with something? No. Does he start with something else? Like, does he start with a squash or something? Or, like, a regular thing and then work his way to, all of a sudden open a bag of stuff?
No, it was just one of those things, again, kind of like a game where it was like, oh, let's go see what we can find, lay it around the house, you know?
Now, would you shove things up his ass?
No, not that guy.
Not that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
So then, okay, so you say something to the effect just now. You said, okay, why not? Now, if you've done something and know you don't like it, will you then say no the next time?
I tend to be a person where what I like or can tolerate varies kind of experience to experience. It depends on the guy. It depends on my frame of mind or how much I've been drinking or what I'm doing. Like, there's a lot of variables. So it's like, even if I've done it before and I didn't like it, I'm like, well, you know, let's just check that out again.
Oh, you will. You're open
like
that.
Yeah, no, I'm open like that.
And have you had a bad experience and then tried it again and like, hey, this isn't that bad?
Yeah, yeah. And then like, there's things where it's like, I've done it before and it was fine. Then it was like, oh, no. All right. No, not today. Not today, Satan.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anything in your ass? Nothing. Not even,
a finger. A finger.
A woman's finger.
That's something.
Well, I know, but
not a doctor, like a woman in the throes of ecstasy. I mean,
yeah,
little prostate massage.
Yeah,
really.
It was not, it wasn't even that. It was like, what are you doing? It was
you stopped it.
Listen, it was different. It was definitely different. It was different.
I'm not into that.
Yeah,
I don't need a finger in my ass in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Don't need it.
Nobody needs it, but
you want it. Like the hammer in that fucking.
No, like I'm not paying extra for this.
Oh yeah, yeah. Is that what you tell the person?
It's funny because guys are usually like, there's no gray area with that. It's either like you're into that or like not at all. Whereas I feel like girls, because we have a vagina right next door, guys are kind of like, oh, no, she won't mind. Like, any hole is fine because you're a girl. But guys, it's kind of like it turns into this whole thing where it's almost like questioning your masculinity.
Well, nothing goes in us.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think guys are so closed off to that in general where it's like, oh, no, that's an exit only. It's like, well, it's the same thing on us. It's the same orifice.
Did you ever date a guy that liked that a lot?
What, in his ass?
Yeah.
Oh, in his ass.
Yeah.
You probably don't know if you could tell a certain story that I know. Didn't you strap a dildo on and fuck a dude? Yeah. Is that you? That's you, right? Yeah. All right. We could cut that out. But anyway.
So how did that? You want to talk about that?
Cut that
out. He wanted a lot of anal stuff, and then he was very sexually confused. I think he was strongly by in reality and probably just like stifling.
So that's
more
when you met Cal
tendencies.
At first, right?
Yeah, that was my introduction. Right. Just at the orgy, I
so
wandered over.
So did he say
scene.
Go buy a strap-on?
That happened kind of. Well, he used to ask me to put my sex toys up his butt. Like it started out with fingers, and then
you
it was
gotta
like
use
graduating.
Those after that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, no, if we're there will be a specific tool for this purpose. Like I'm not. I don't care how well this thing claims it cleans up. Like, you get your own go-kart, Gumby.
Taking my dildo and going home.
So that when you decided, well, listen, we got to separate. We got to get our own toys.
Yeah, I was like, no, if you want that to happen, like, that's going to happen with you get your own
thing. It's a BYOB thing. Kind of thing.
Yeah, right. No, but he was just fucked in his head anyway, that particular guy.
Was he?
Clearly.
In many ways, yeah.
See, I'd like to think that
that
I'm
was my
open,
least
but,
favorite ex.
That's...
Yeah. Oh, he is your least favorite?
Yeah, well, it wasn't... Yeah, it's not the current one, so, like... Yeah, that particular one is my least favorite.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think
not for that reason, but
no, but I just think when their acts are all like least favorite.
I mean, there's lots of people that I've been with and maintained friendships, and it's like, oh, it just wasn't a good match for that, or you know, not good time. But no, there's other ones where it's like, oh, fucking die.
Yeah, what the fuck was I doing?
Yeah,
how long did you date him for?
That was the longest one. Yeah, that was the first time it was. On and off in the beginning, and then we were together for like 6 years, and then another time for like 7 years.
So 13 years?
Pretty much all together, yeah.
13
that
years?
Most of my life, that one.
And did you think you were going to be the married type, like marry him?
No, he begged me to marry him, that one.
Right,
and
right.
I would never do it because I was like, no, you're damaged goods.
And he was just fucked up. He was like,
oh yeah.
Did he like? Was he mean to you? Besides that, was he?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Abusive and stuff.
No,
like
he
that?
Was a terrible. He was
oh,
a
all
shit
right,
show.
All right, we don't have to go. I don't want to bring this fucking place to a screeching halt. I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job. That's
you
sucks,
Oprah-ing
so.
Me right now.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened there.
It's supposed to be Barbara Walters, not fucking
all of a sudden,
Oprah.
I'm like,
we not
can
happy
help you.
Someone's crying.
Right, right. We can help you.
That's Izzo's scene. Just don't stop till they cry.
All right. I could just see Oprah. Did you shove things up your ass? We can help you.
Oh, my God.
Doctor, what do you think? Well, Oprah, this could be a problem.
Again, I'm going to just reiterate, this is not my episode.
This isn't about me.
That someday, but not now.
Right.
I don't think there's anything sexy about something going in my ass.
Oh, you never know.
Nothing. And you've been here a couple times when I thought I wanted it. I couldn't do it.
There's always the threat. Anytime we've hung out, really, there's always like tonight could end with something in Laz's butt, but it never does.
I think we know one day it's going to happen, but it's not going to be. anytime.
Yeah, I don't want to be here for
it. It's like one of those like prophecies. Like it's been foretold. Right, it's right, just right. A case of when.
Right.
It's like the eighth horseman.
And it's going to be so anticlimactic to it. I think the buildup is definitely better than the actual probably, you know, situation.
Yeah, it's right. About the chase.
It is.
It is.
It always is.
Get in my ass now. Get in there.
It's so funny because he brings it up all the time. It's always like Laz bringing it up and then backing out. No,
like everything else I do.
Yeah.
Like everything fucking else I do that I can't talk about on this podcast.
It's so funny, dude. That is hilarious. So let me ask you something. Would you go back to Seattle? You go there quite a bit.
I go there at least once a year.
Are you going to go back? Would you go back to the orgy?
Probably not. I mean, unless somehow I'm in a situation where I'm going to fuck. I don't think I need to sit through, like, you know.
I would go back again. That's where I'm a fucking weirdo.
For what, though?
Exactly. I wouldn't do anything. I'd be nervous, but I don't know, go watch again.
I mean, I went.
Like, I look like looking through the windows.
No, but you know, I had just as much
that's
or more
probably
fun.
Probably the better view because you're really private there. Right, you know, you like, could really right. Just be like a nasty right. Outside the window peeping top.
You wouldn't go again, huh?
I wouldn't be adverse, but like I love that city first of all so much. There are so many other things that I just had more fun doing than that.
What other things did you
well, just
do?
Bars. There's one bar where they have like all-night skee-ball. Then there's like karaoke I did. And then
skee-ball, and then there's an orgy. And yeah, you want to do skee-ball.
Just hanging, yeah, around right, real people. Right. Because again, when it's all...
What else are you going to do after an orgy? How are you going to come down from that?
You know what? Good point, Shannon.
This ain't whack-a-mole time. Skee-ball or nothing,
that was amazing. That was amazing. Now what are we going to do?
Skee-ball.
Skee-ball.
That's literally what happened. Well, I did karaoke, then skee-ball.
All yeah. Right. Oh, that's well. Awesome.
The bowling alley was closed, so.
It's not whack-a-mole.
But so then you went and did karaoke.
After the orgy, I did karaoke, yes.
What did you sing?
I sang Flagpole Sitter by Harvey Danger.
Obviously.
And in fact, and I may have told you this, I think, this was the Friday, Thursday. This was the Thursday that the Umpqua College got shot up.
Mm-hmm.
So during my song... Oh. I stopped and I in melody of the song, I started singing about how karaoke is just being used right now to have you all forget that a school, you know, a couple hundred miles from here was shot up today. I brought the whole room down.
It's just like his comedy then.
That's it.
Right.
That's what I do.
And he's also available for children's parties.
As soon as you give Laz a microphone, you know that room is going right downhill.
That's exactly right.
Everyone's having fun, bobbing.
Shit just got too real. We're all going home.
It was almost like the record scratch sound, but yet they still were kind of like, I think they respected it.
I don't think
so. Just a gentle reminder.
Right.
Everything is awful.
Beep. You know, when across the TV, beep.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think a couple of ladies gave me a couple of little glances after that.
You're so full of shit.
I think so.
Yeah, because they want to pepper mace you fucking homo. That's why, you fucking dick. They had a hammer.
What's the real difference between a glare and bedroom right. eyes?
Who knows?
That's
it's
true.
Not for me to decide.
No.
It's really
Laz
a
has
thin,
never been able to distinguish this.
It's a thin line. It's a thin line.
Between love and rape.
Between identifying the person and in bedroom eyes.
Listen.
I think it was him.
It's a bizarre narcissism where I think that women like me until they do, and then I think they don't. It's bizarre. Oh, well.
Well, listen.
Listen, I sang a good song. I hit all the notes.
Right.
There were some, like, pros there. This is one of those karaoke... It was a karaoke room. It wasn't just, like, karaoke at a bar. It was a karaoke bar. And
everything
people,
he does is real.
This was
it's
a
an
karaoke
orgy.
Scene.
Yeah, it's
people,
a karaoke
what
scene.
What I'm
it's an orgy
people
scene.
People there were taking their karaoke very seriously, and I kind of stepped on some dicks is all I'm saying.
And you fucking showed them.
I didn't show them. I just kind of was a dick. I don't know.
He goes to an orgy, but then he steps on some dicks at the karaoke.
Right. Hey, guys, we're all having fun? Yeah. Well, I just want to remind you there's a shooting a few miles away or whatever. Yeah.
And your kids are all probably fucking in your bed. That's have a good night.
Good night.
Props, Mike.
Oh, Laz.
Unbelievable.
Oh, well.
And you told your wife you went to the orgy?
Yeah. In fact, I told her... Like, I'd known for weeks, and I told her, like, the night before I left, and I'm like,
she's the coolest, dude.
I'm like, what do you think? She's like, well, obviously, I like every other situation, I'd prefer you didn't. However, you're a traveling businessman, and what I don't know can't hurt me.
She's so cool.
Is that cool, though?
Yeah.
Is that cool or just
because,
stupid?
No, it's not stupid, because you're going to do what you're going to do anyway.
So I think, like, yeah. I mean, I don't know Kylie very well, but it's like, I know you, and I think that anybody that has stayed married to you this long has to kind of have that, like, you know, it's not a full wall of defense. It's kind of like one of those, like, paper dividers right. like the Chinese have. Right, so right, it's right. just kind of like, listen, whatever you're doing on the other side right, of right. that, I have no control over. So I'm just going to, like, pull the curtain down right. and, you know, blindly turn an eye.
Yeah, but I didn't do anything.
Would she go to it?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that's her scene.
No.
And I think, again, like because she's a regular woman, like, I think she would probably, in my opinion, would focus on, like, her own insecurities, her own physical right, flaws right. or whatever. I could see someone that's not in that scene immediately or continually would maybe be more inhibited. And maybe rightfully so, you know? I mean, that's a regular natural reaction to that.
Yeah, with that lighting.
It was well lit. I saw Cupcake Kitties.
I need one of those.
Would
like,
you go? Would you go to one?
I think I would do it for the story. If I had the opportunity to go, I'm like, when else in my life am I going to have this opportunity? I mean,
so if you went to Seattle and they were like, all right, we can go to, what's it called, Ski Ball? Or go to an orgy, you would definitely choose going to an orgy.
I might warm up with the Ski Ball first. I think I'd have the opposite approach. I'm let's go have some drinks, do a little karaoke, and then just see where this goes.
Right.
We had some drinks. We did have drinks first.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
Yeah.
No, but...
Knowing there's no alcohol there, I had to kind of, you know, double up.
I'd probably still feel crazy awkward there, but it would be one of those things where it's like, just, again, the stories that you could tell. You could go home and be like, yeah, well, you know, how was your weekend? You want to know how my weekend was? Orgy.
And this is also with me, who has a bad memory. I mean, like, God knows what I've probably forgotten that went on there, too. But
yeah, no, I would be taking mental Polaroids left and right.
I was trying to tell myself, remember this, because you may not ever be in an orgy again.
You texted me from outside the orgy. You stepped out for air and texted me.
That's when I saw the popsicle stick guy.
Yeah, and my only words to him, I was just like, please, mental snapshots, because we need to talk about this on the podcast. Like, I know how his memory is, so I'm like, please, if anything else, just remember this.
I think I remembered a lot of it. I really do. Most of it.
Good.
And they were normal people, though. They weren't, like, all druggies or anything like that.
I don't know what they did prior.
No, but, I mean, they had the image.
They all look like regular, just... I didn't see any track marks or...
You checked them, right?
Seattle's
like that, though. It's open. It's, like, very liberal.
It's very liberal. The whole town just stunk of weed, which is great. It's fine. Right. I don't care. I didn't smoke any on that trip, but I'm cool with it. It's a very liberal, just a beautiful city. It really is, through and through, very free, very, very sexually free, I guess, at least in the circle that I traveled in that weekend or that night.
Have you ever been out there?
I stopped in Seattle for a few hours on a flight to Vancouver, so I really only saw the airport,
had some
coffee, and then was on my way. It's a beautiful British Columbia.
That's my town. Shit. If I were able to live anywhere now, that's definitely where it would be. I always thought it'd be somewhere in California, but that's where it's at.
Yeah, I've never been there. I'd love to go.
Now he would. Yeah.
Come out next October with me, man. Every October.
I'm sure there are orgies closer to home.
You think so?
Or you have a house. You have a serial killer house.
Yeah. You don't live with anybody.
You don't even know what I get. Now, my son lives there, and he'd probably get all the hot chicks.
You don't need that kind of competition.
No, you just send him away for a weekend. You have your own orgy as out.
I fucking bang my head in the wall all the time.
He must be having so much sex. Fuck, it must be nice to be 22.
Does he bring girls over?
He did last week.
Yeah.
And didn't you say something?
Are you ever like, oh, bring a friend?
No, I just say, hey, dude, give her this to drink when you're done.
when you're done, I call seconds.
No, she doesn't have to be. If she's gonna die, have it off the property line.
Yeah.
But didn't he say like you said something like I'm gonna be home soon? He goes, no, I just need like an hour. It's fine.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He had like a booty call in the house.
Yep, he said. He called and he said, hey, when are you coming home? I said, 4:30, 5 o'clock. He goes, all right. I'm having a friend over, lady friend. I said,
lady friend.
I go, okay. And he goes, I go, but you got to mow the lawn. He goes, yeah. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. She's only over for an hour.
I'm like,
you son of a bitch. I go, just do it in my bed.
After I'm done riding her, I'll ride the mower. That's what he said.
Fucking unbelievable.
God damn. It's a fucking kid.
These kids.
Is he a good looking guy?
He is a good looking guy.
Yeah. Wow, Laz was right there with that.
Laz is a fucking pervert.
I say it all the time.
He does. He says he's a Viking.
He looks like a Viking.
Oh, okay.
He's like, what, 6'4"?
Somewhat built. 6'5", 6'4".
Nice, long, dirty blonde hair.
Look at
you. He's a handsome guy.
Just something you can grab a hold of.
I think so. He can grab a hold of you. That's what I'm hoping for. One of the, he's not getting the hints. I'm laying him. I'm laying him down, man. He ain't picking him up.
I know. He is trying to. I'm like, he says, you know that guy last? I said, yeah. He goes, I don't know.
Something I don't know said. About that guy. Keith Black. He's giving me weird him. Vibes.
Yeah, Keith Black fell in love with him.
Yeah, yeah.
They went. They're in the same frat. Or
then
something,
Keith
right?
comes to me and goes, hey, can I rent a room from you?
He wanted to rent a room in Izzo's house.
What the fuck you.
I live. He's like, this is my home.
He goes, no, this will be fun. I go, dude, you got to pay rent here. This is not. I met your dad. I said I'm going to be taking up all these fucking mutants.
Or orgy at Izzo's.
Oh, all guys. It's going to be all guys.
Yeah.
Like,
it's going to be like ladies' night at the bar. It's just still a sausage right. fest.
Unbelievable. What are you going to do? How does that go, do you think? If I wanted to throw an orgy, how do you think it would go?
I think you have to start by trying to find...
Make a Facebook event.
A Facebook group or event. You got to find like-minded people, which...
What happens if everywhere. I did do that and just see who would show up? But then I would have to perform.
You don't want to have it like an open thing. You want to find the right people first.
Not an open mic, a booked mic.
Right,
that's
exactly.
what we got to
Oh, is that what we're
here.
Talking about?
That's what it is.
Booked mic. You ever see some of those now? It's like an open mic.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put you on the list. Come
be choosy.
On I'll be like... Aren't you the black woman from Seattle? How'd you hear about this?
Who brought cupcake tits?
Right. It's funny.
I'm sure you could organize one if you wanted one. We'll talk.
I don't think he
I'll
wants.
Help you.
Do you want an orgy in your house?
No.
He doesn't even want like half the comics in his
He's
house.
He's like, I just need one woman to come back here with me. We'll just start
That's
from
it.
There.
Let's just start there.
Let's just see Roofy. How that goes.
You never like driving your car on the road and see a guy like fixing a roof with a ladder kind of in the street. You're just like, I could just kind of hit that ladder and knock the guy. You never think that? You don't have those.
I don't. Have
hurt people.
You ever have that thought?
Nope.
All right. Well, then, that's just me then. All right. Fine.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't do that.
Well, it's been a great episode of Loose News, everybody.
I was going to say, if there was ever a time to take a really awkward break, right, this right, might right. be it.
Oh, man.
Let's just leave it there.
Adam's probably going to go home and...
Thank you very much. I am going to be going home. I have to...
Well, on that note, for your own safety.
Right. Get a head start.
I could leave Shannon, if I didn't drive Shannon. Here with this fuck.
I was going to say, I'll call you later, Shannon, just to make sure you get home
yeah,
safely.
Please do.
Thank you guys very much all for right, having man. Me. I'll talk to you later.
Right? Adam Izzo, ladies right, and gents.
Well, there goes Adam.
Toodaloo.
It was real.
It was. All too real.
Yeah, I think we could have delved a little more into like him being tied up, but you know, we got what we can get.
Yeah. You can't get blood from a stone, and I think we got about as much as we're gonna get out of poor Adam Izzo.
Yeah, I guess that's the kind of thing he normally wouldn't even
No,
discuss.
He's already saturated.
Right. I mean, you get other scumbags we know, they can't wait to, you mm-hmm. know, like myself and maybe you on some level, can't
no,
wait
exactly.
to share.
That noose is as loose as it's gonna get.
Adam Izzo. He's the first person, I guess, that's now sat in with me and Dalton and me and you. He's our first.
Yeah, he's our most frequent
he now is.
Guest.
He now, I guess, would be.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, it'll be like on SNL when you have certain people that have hosted so many times.
Right.
And it's like, who's been a guest the most times? They're always in competition.
That's the trivia question
yeah,
now.
No.
It's Adam Izzo.
He's like our Alec Baldwin or whoever's currently... In the
well,
lead
it's like
for that.
Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin,
yeah.
there's a couple, like Paul Simon, I think, mm-hmm. hosted a lot.
Yeah, so that's our Izzo.
Yeah, that is our Izzo. But good times. If you people liked Adam Izzo, let us know.
Yeah, we want feedback. If you don't like Adam Izzo, let us know. It's just between us. We won't tell him.
What I think is, and there's probably no one out here that is, but if you're listening to the show, rate it.
Yeah.
Take a
no,
second.
No, absolutely. Check us out on Facebook. You can go like the Loose News page, get frequent updates. You know, we post the shows on there.
We got to get more frequent, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. Our schedules have been crazy lately. Hopefully it gets more, like
well,
more,
obviously,
more routine.
Laz with his crazy globetrotting.
Yeah. One more trip and I should be done for the year. So that'll be that.
An orgy in every state.
So when we come back next week, I could talk about my adventures through London.
Yes.
And hopefully
jolly old London town.
Subscribe, like us, keep listening, tell a friend.
Tell your therapist.
And that's that.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye.